Welcome to Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Welcome to Chaotic Friday.
Wow.
Hey, I'm ready to rock here.
He's
you know what? It's just...
The well is bubbling.
The well is bubbling. It's anything that crosses your mind that you want to talk about on the radio today, the hundreds of thousands of listeners out there.
We have an announcement.
It's time to go. First, our crew. Frosty.
Hey, good morning.
Morning. Don't you have something?
Actually, I was just going to pass this along. We had received reports that there is a traffic collision on Lake Boulevard at Keswick and Oasis up by, kind of by the Lake Liquor. And there's a number of vehicles in the roadway and no word on injuries, reports of some oil and gas in the roadway. So
okay.
Just avoid the area.
So kind of avoid that area. That's kind of strange. We blew right through that light. And of course, those people. Oh. Never mind.
That area seems like there's quite a few accidents up there.
It is. It's my soulmate, Linda.
Good morning.
Hey.
Well, let's see. I'm trying to think where we should start today. Okay, first of all, we want to say happy belated birthday to Daniel.
We don't usually do this, but...
He's a very loyal listener, and we like him.
We have the duck, Daniel.
Also, we want to tell you that if you did not receive an email regarding BB, that means that...
Or a phone call.
Yes, you did not... get the tickets. But what we did is because we really want to be fair, when we get the calls or the emails, we literally write them on old-fashioned way, write them on a piece of paper, rip them up, and stick them in a hat.
That's right.
So last night, Snooky Bot, our puppy.
Oh, killer.
Picked him out.
Well, got one of them.
Got one of them. The rest, Carl ripped him up, stuck him in his cowboy hat. And I pulled him out of the hat. So you have been notified.
So one of you, I chased the dog around the house for like 15 minutes before I finally caught her. Had to trade her a buffalo chewing stick, which are like 12 bucks, for your name. And I'm not going to even mention your name because you owe us big time, but I'm going to tell you when we see you Sunday.
We're also going to be out at Harrison's Marina today. Now, for all you Rushbow fans... That does not mean Rush is off the air. That means that when the breaks come, a commercial break, Carl and I will be out there from 10 to 12. And we'll be looking at the bank repos and all the wonderful things that they have in stock.
All the sales they're having.
Yeah.
For all those people who have been hoarding that money, getting ready for boat season, this may be a time to go. So we'll come in on that. But why don't you come out and visit us, say hello, let us shake hands and meet our listeners, as we have. Every time we go someplace, we meet new people, and it's just really been great. We met Tom the other day. Tom, who once said, I don't take guns out when I hunt bears. And Tom doesn't have to, because Tom's like 12 feet tall. You know what? Tom's the kind of guy, when I had to make kinetic entries into bad places, you want to get behind Tom, because, you put a flak jacket on Tom, and then you get behind Tom, then that means they could shoot a 50 caliber. It'd bounce off or wouldn't go through him, and I could shoot from around him. So you always like to have guys like Tom around. And so when he comes walking up, this huge guy, I got behind Linda, because you never can tell what's going to happen.
Should we take our first caller today?
We have to take a break.
Okay.
But this is Chaotic Friday, and if y'all don't start it off, we will, and we can start with what's going on down in San Francisco.
Ugh.
Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Join us on the other side. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Go to the little phones. Good morning.
Morning, Glory. Got to have a chuckle, right?
Sure.
This must be Rose.
Carl, you and Linda are soulmates, correct, Amundo?
We're
soulmates.
Soulmates, soul patrol, right?
Yeah.
Well, Carl, did you ever notice when you finally find Miss Wright, she's Miss Always Right?
Oh, dear. Ouch.
It's been fun. Got to run. I got to turn myself into a tax write-off by declaring myself an island in the Caribbean.
Okay.
I think you probably have told me that before. Honey, you're your own island in the Caribbean. Well, you know, that's where you stay peaceful.
It's Friday. You know, what can I say? Boondocker's
Ball.
Boondocker's Ball. That's a Northern California Veterans Museum and Historical Center. Is going to have a they're going to have a Boondocker's Ball
fundraiser.
Fundraiser on March 21st.
The Veterans Hall.
At the Veterans Hall. And they're looking for sponsors to host our returning warriors, soldiers, sailors, Marines, Air Force, wounded warriors, and the parents of those soldiers and sailors who have lost their lives from the North State. And you can do that by sponsoring a table of eight. And the minimum price to sponsor table is just $400. So the way you need to call Rob Burrows at 530-241-7523.
It's going to be a very elegant evening. They're going to have a Bob Hope impersonator. It's a throwback to the 40s, World War II times. 21-piece orchestra, if you really want to get that feeling of the big band era. Carl's going to be in a period piece, and he's going to be emceeing.
I am. I'll be working with old Bob up there. But also, Linda's going to be singing there. So if you want to come see us in action, that's the time to do it. And plus, it's doing a great thing. We're going to have Rob on here next week sometime, and we're going to talk about that. There's just a number of other things that are going on, though, we want to talk about. You know, those kind of like happy things. There's other things we need to talk about. But, Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you guys this morning?
Good.
Hey, we're doing great. What's
we're
up, Bill?
We're on fire.
Hey, great. You guys must have rattled some chains about the flag on the U.S. station because they took it down.
Oh, what about that? Did they put another one back up?
Yesterday they hadn't put one up.
Well, you know what? Maybe we need to point them out to a flag shop.
I think wasn't anything wrong with the flag. I think it was the rope itself was broke off the
bottom. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. You're right. So maybe it's going to take them a while to get that fixed.
Well, you know, thank
probably.
You. Yeah,
it wouldn't have happened without you, Bill.
Well, you guys done some work yourself. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Bill. You know, we heard some people on the street that said they actually pulled into the station that day and asked to speak to the manager. Not kidding.
Good. That's good.
Well, you know what?
There's people out there.
Well, there's a lot of people out there like that, Bill, like you and our listeners. And it's another reason that we just love being up here, that we can see, you know, people care. They care about what's going on. And, you know, we care about them. And that's why, you know, some of the things we're seeing lately is just, it's not fair to our citizens. Thanks a lot, Bill.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
And you too. Shasta County unemployment, 15.8%.
Well, do you want to just let me say three letters?
Yes.
Then I know you just got another, just burning to just get on it. R-E-U.
Oh. You know, just when you think things have quieted down, R-E-U comes up again. With a few other things. You know, we're not here to pick on REU because, you know what, we like to, I mean, you know what, we've met the people down there. We do not pick on people.
No.
What we pick on is processes that affect our community. Processes that should be changed and could be changed if the city council would get off their collective butts and just look at them. How about this one? In the paper today, they talked about, and this is, you know, Paul Huser, who runs the REU, made the statement that one of the problems is that they, you know, is the box that you put your payment in. And if you put it in the day it's due, you still get a late fee.
We talked about that the other day. There's two boxes we've been told by the people who are the employees behind the desk, don't put it in the outside box, put it on the inside box because, and I'm still confused, there's two outside boxes and one inside box.
There is. But see, what they're doing is they're not collecting them. And they're saying, well, it takes us another day to go through it. So now you get a late fee. But he says those are the most complaints we have. Hello, what is so hard about sending one of your employees out 10 minutes early, pick up the envelopes out of the box that day and date stamp them? That's all you have to do. Date stamp them. It doesn't take a lot. Pay an extra 10 minutes of overtime. But he said, well, this could cost us $20,000 a year in overtime, you know, in late fees. Hey, out of $2.4 million, so what?
Okay, what else?
So what?
What else?
Oh, about the guard. Okay. And this is the part that kind of bothers me in the sense that they've had to hire a guard there. And Linda talked about that this week.
I had to turn around and do a double take.
Well, you know what? One of the problems is that because people may have to wait up in there for 30 minutes because there's a lot of things going in there. So
we've done that.
These long waits have frustrated customers, so they had to hire that guard. And Hauser, you know, Hauser acknowledged the guard, which was hired in February at $2,800 a month, that workers had requested the guard after recent media coverage of REU billing and collection policies had emboldened a few customers to become belligerent. Emboldened them? After they got smacked, of course they get emboldened. They've got a right to talk. You know, you've got.